One of the lawyers, Tanaka Mganyi, co-representing 85 people who are facing charges of public violence, told Studio 7 that the accused were given bail of $80 each. Mganyi said it is unfortunate that the court had set what it described as a high bail, stating that the accused are innocent and most of them are unemployed poor people.
Bail was set at $80 for each individual, which is about $6,800 that needs to be paid by these innocent, unemployed accused persons. So it's going to be a very difficult process probably to raise the man, because it is on record that they're unemployed. And then such a high bail is set, which is unfair and unfortunate, especially to an ordinary citizen who was simply rounded up in a dragnet arrest.
An additional three of the accused, who are juveniles, were granted free bail. Mganyi decried the fact that the juveniles had been put in custody together with adults and said it is important for police to be familiar with statutes that protect the rights of juveniles in cases of their arrest. Indications are that police in Rulawayo continue to pick up more people in connection with last week's disturbances. On Saturday, 22 people appeared in court facing the same charges of public violence. Among them were 15 juveniles. They are accused of breaking into a supermarket in Mzilikazi and looting some goods. Elsewhere, MDCT Vice President Tokozani Kupe says the women's wing of the party will stage demonstrations across the country starting this coming Saturday in Bulawayo. Kupe told Studio 7 over the phone that the demonstrations, dubbed Beat the Pots campaign, that ordinary Zimbabweans are experiencing due to the ongoing economic crisis.
When children are hungry at home, they call on their mother. As we speak right now, there is no food in our homes. So the women are saying, we have got pots which are supposed to be cooking food, but there is no food to cook in those pots. So the women have decided to do a Beat the Pot campaign, where they are going to be demonstrating against the hunger and poverty to say enough is enough.
Kupe refuted claims that her party wants to ride on the wave of protests that occurred across the country last week, adding that the MDCT was the first to engage in peaceful public protests. She also dismissed as nonsensical government's assertion that there are external forces fomenting the revolts in Zimbabwe.
Hunger is in our homes. There is hunger here in Zimbabwe, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the third hand. Hunger is in here, and the people of Zimbabwe are saying the Mugabe government is the one which has made them hungry, and therefore they want a new government which is going to be ushered in through a free, fair, and credible election, a government which is going to create jobs, which is going to give people food onto the table.
Last week, Zimbabweans across the country heeded calls to stay away from work, with some engaging in protests that turned violent in a number of places. The organizers of the protests are threatening further demonstrations if government does not respond positively to demands to reverse the ban on importation of basic goods and stop the intended introduction of bond notes, among other issues. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.